WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 8. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The mayor of Bryan agrees on one point with one person against the Research Valley Partnership, pursuing either a new community college in Brazos County or trying to take control of Blinn College.
I certainly don't believe that it's a fool's errand to preserve the right of a petition, which frankly has driven a lot of public discourse on workforce.
Andrew Nelson on WTAW's The Infomaniacs responding to comments from Brazos County Commissioner Nancy Berry.
The day that A&M decided to get involved and do the memorandum of understanding that started already in December that will end in August of next year, that gives plenty of time to see whether that relationship will bear fruit. Certainly nothing but good things can come from that.
Berry is also on the RVP board and is a former member of Blinn's Board of Trustees. Nelson, before he was elected mayor, was on the RVP committee that has collected more than 13,000 petition signatures to create a tax-supported community college in Brazos County. For the second straight legislative session, State Representative John Rainey of Bryan has a proposal calling for additional information to be released about the activity of community college branches with more than 2,000 students, which would include the Blinn campus in Bryan.
Basically, they're going to have to report financials of that secondary campus in a true manner. They can't just lump it into one pot of money and say that we reported it.
HB 2975 was one of two bills written by Rainey that were heard in the House Higher Education Committee yesterday. Rainey, who is the committee's vice chairman, also had a hearing on HB 2432, which officially creates the Texas A&M System's Rellis campus. Blinn College trustees received an update on new workforce programs starting soon at the Rellis campus.
Rellis administrators told the trustees that starting in June, courses will be offered in construction trades programs that includes carpentry, plumbing, and electrician training. That news comes about a month after the college announced creating the new position of Dean of Technical and Community Education. Jay Anderson, whose office is in Bryan, moved to Blinn from positions in not-for-profit and community colleges in Michigan. There will be a new Blinn administrator soon in Brenham. That's after the trustees approved hiring a new vice president of business and finance. Richard Cervantes comes from New Mexico. In other business, the board approved the second phase of a Bryan campus beautification plan. $404,000 contract includes additional seating and LED lighting in the student center courtyard and new landscaping along the Villa Maria side of campus. The new landscaping follows the recent opening of a third entrance and exit off Villa Maria at the north end of the Bryan campus. Yet to be resolved are flood control improvements sought by the city of Bryan since February of last year. Blinn officials say they're working with the city to determine what will be done. Last September, Blinn administrators withdrew a proposed contract to dredge ponds in Briar Creek in an effort to reduce the flood threat to homes and properties downstream from the Bryan campus. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
One of three remaining projects in the Bryan School District approved by voters in 2014 will be starting next week and be finished by the end of the year. School board members this week approved a nearly $2.2 million contract to remodel the Technology Services Building. The district's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, says the original plan was to move 60 employees to Stephen F. Austin Middle School, along with those from the central administration offices.
A lot of logistical issues with trying to move our network operations center and redo all the fiber optic connections to get to the building, plus the amount of people that would need to go over and suitable space for deliveries and books and things like that.
Windsor was happy with the price, which works out to around $90 per square foot, compared with at least $230 a square foot for new construction. Windsor was not happy with the prices for the district's new grounds and maintenance building. That means redesigning it not as a commercial building.
There's a lot of good construction, like apartments, you know, wood frame construction, that can be done more economically.
Also this week, Windsor says the district started accepting requests for proposals from contractors who were interested in turning former SFA classrooms into new administration offices. The Texas Senate approves a bill that would allow homeschooled students to participate in public school athletics and other extracurricular activities.
Texas currently has about 350,000 homeschoolers who are prohibited from competing in activities overseen by the UIL. Supporters of the bill say the students' families pay taxes that support local public schools and deserve to participate. The homeschooled students would have to show grade-level proficiency in order to play sports and and take part in other activities. The Texas Senate has passed similar measures in the past. The fate of the current bill in the House is uncertain. Chris Summer, TSN News.
Here's a nighttime traffic advisory for those who drive Harvey Road and University Drive. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan reports repaving will take place overnight on Harvey between the freeway and Texas, and then on University from South College to Texas. The work will be done on Sunday through Thursday nights, and weather permitting, the project will be completed by the end of June. And a reminder that Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan will be on WTAW tonight hosting a town hall. We kick things off at 6:30. You can submit your questions by email to questions@WTAW.com. That's the word questions@WTAW.com. You can also call in or text, and the town hall will be streamed on Flores' Facebook Live page. WTAW News Time is 8:12 at 71 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news at 8:30 this morning or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life. The milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Please join us for an open house and ribbon cutting on Wednesday, April 26th at 4:30 p.m. Tour our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility designed to help your family smile again. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Good morning, 8:13, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. Brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
It's going to turn into a partly sunny day, and the low clouds and patchy fog will give way to partial sun, highs 80 to 85. An isolated storm possible late this afternoon. Overnight, we're partly cloudy, we're 65 to 70. Some sun tomorrow, shower, thunderstorm may pop up during the day, breezy. Highs tomorrow, 80 to 85. Lots of clouds, breezy Saturday with scattered showers and storms, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you are. Good morning. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota or New Holland, Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota.
Did you hear my correction with the email address?
I did.
I just want to make sure that that is out there.
Yes.
It's not what we said before. It's questions@WTAW.com.
Got it. Didn't hear about this until this morning. An Austin police officer whose duties include administering breathalyzer tests has been fired after a self-administered test indicated he came to work drunk. What are the chances?
Oh.
His supervising sergeant is suspended for 60 days. The memo, which was released on Tuesday, showed the officer reported to his shift one day last October and then drove his patrol car to the Travis County Jail for a self-administered breath test required by his certification. The results showed that his blood alcohol concentration was 0.064 to 065. The officer drove back to his substation, gave the results to his supervisor, who told him to stay out of service until sober. Okay.
I'm guessing his reasoning was like, you know, who's going to test me? I'm the guy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the one who does this.
A little odd. All right. Trying to help you out here. Hacks for cleaning. Little things to do that make cleaning easier in your house. If you have cabinets in the kitchen, liable to get grease and dust and stuff like that up on the top can be a problem to clean. This is pretty cool, pretty easy. Just get some wax paper, cut it to size, and lay it on top.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Then anything that settles on there, whether it's grease or dust, you just toss it, you know, every couple of months or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's a great life hack.
It really is. Use socks to clean your blinds.
Oh,
put a sock on your hand, okay, and just do that wipe thing. Don't buy one of those tools because they don't really work that well. Then there's dusting your fan blades. So how do you dust your fan blades? You know, do you put the vacuum cleaner up there? Do you have a tool, whatever?
Yeah.
Take an old pillowcase, wrap it in the blade, and then pull back, and guess where all the dust is?
In the pillowcase.
That's it.
Not on your floor.
Right, then you can do that.
But probably don't use that pillowcase afterwards.
Probably go ahead and wash it, yeah. Okay, if the oven racks are nasty, then soak them overnight in the tub. Okay.
Okay.
Put a little dishwashing detergent in there, or actually dryer sheets work, and then they're easy to clean the next day.
Cool.
Use a piece of wire or a coat hanger to clean the spray jets in your dishwashing machine, because they may not, you know, over time, deposits will, you know, get
build up.
Yep. So you got that. And if you've got a window or a sliding glass door, it's got those grooves down there in the floor. And they're hard to, you know, where bugs and junk get. If you don't have a crevice tool for your vacuum, get a toilet paper tube. And that's flexible. And you can kind of make that, you know, crease it so that you can fit it in there. And then, you know, you connect it to your vacuum cleaner and suck that right up.
Mm.
There you are. That's it. They're
cool.
Free. They're free.
They're
just
free.
Try to make things a little easier for you.
Yeah.
All right. So what is this about Julia Roberts again winning the most beautiful woman thing for the fifth time? Yep.
Wow, really?
Yep. People magazine named her the most beautiful woman in the world for the fifth. 5 times. Interestingly enough, 26 years after she won it the first time.
Huh.
Won it in 1991, then in 2000, 2005, and then 10.
So she has a lasting beauty.
Yeah. She does. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Haven't seen her in anything in a while.
Well, you know, she's doing what she wants to do when she wants to, I suppose.
That's true.
And calling her brother Eric, saying, "Are you working yet? Are you working yet? Are you working yet?"
She's like, "I don't have to work, but how are you doing?"
Yeah. So now then there's, you know, on the other side, George Clooney. He's been People Magazine's sexiest man alive twice.
Okay.
And she says, quote, "I'm going to mention that in my Christmas card to the Clooneys this year."
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. She was 23 when she won the first time. And so there you are. Good for her.
Cool.
Robots are coming to take your jobs away.
Right.
Robots.
Uh-huh. Eventually.
Try to be as funny as we are.
Yeah, right. Really.
Yeah.
Time Magazine and the consulting firm McKinsey just put together an online tool that will tell you if a robot is going to take your job. So if you're already feeling badly, go ahead and just go on there and see that it's really true. On the bright side, they say robots can only fully replace about 5% of us based on today's technology.
Yeah,
okay?
Which is only increasing.
But they still may be able to do most of your work. For example, think about all the things that are menial-type jobs. A robot may be able to do that. So just remember.
I mean, they may be able to take our jobs because you can say, "Hey, Siri, tell me a joke."
Yeah. And what would Siri do?
Let's see.
All right, here we go. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did one iPhone say to the other iPhone?
I don't know what.
I used to know this one.
It's not that funny, Siri.
No.
Not that funny.
Okay. Now, because I don't do it.
Right.
Because I don't do Facebook or Twitter or any of that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that's still a thing, right? I mean, Instagram and all that.
Yeah.
Is Instagram
social
a thing?
Media?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I ask because the Federal Trade Commission has sent letters to more than 90 celebrities and athletes and other influencers, okay, telling them that they must be honest about when they are endorsing a product on their social media. Sample letter that was posted on the FTC's website and signed by their Director of Advertising Practices sets out some truth in advertising laws and standards and says that any posts that have some sort of a material connection, those that are paid for, must clearly state this is an ad deal, okay? For instance, The letter says consumers viewing posts in their Instagram streams on mobile devices typically will see only the first three lines of a longer post unless you do that click more thing. And many consumers may not click more, but if they do, they need to have it disclosed that this may be an ad that's coming up out there. So, again, I don't do that, so I don't know if it's it, but they're after them right now.
I think usually, I mean, I don't know, I guess maybe for some people, you know, who don't use it a whole lot, it's hard to tell. But I think for most people, it's pretty easy to tell when it's an ad, you know, in your feed.
Okay, gotcha. All right, 821, Science and Wardrobe, Science and Wardrobe.
Okay.
See, it's a March for Science. The nationwide March for Science is being held in Washington, D.C. and 40 more cities.
Right, and there's
Earth
one
Day.
Here.
Yeah, is there?
Yes, there's going to be one here. The Aggies, there's like an A&M organization that's hosting one on campus.
Okay. Well, there's a fashionable way for you to show your support for science.
Okay.
For instance, an LED sweater that reflects your mood.
Oh.
High-tech fashion company Sensory has officially opened the waiting list for the new bioresponsive mood sweater.
Well, if there's a waiting list, how am I going to wear it on Saturday?
True. Mood sweater? Guys,
yeah, I don't need everyone to know.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
I feel.
Right, that's the other thing.
Because just because I am mad, I doesn't necessarily mean I want people to know I'm mad.
Understand? Yeah. Sure. Fabric, by the way, is made from recycled plastic bottles and has a rechargeable battery with a micro USB. Dresses for astronomy nerds and women who love to code. California Etsy entrepreneur Holly Renee has launched her brand called Shinova, with a line of unique science-themed dresses.
Okay.
Two that work great for the office are Dark Matter for astronomy geeks and the Little Black Code Poetry Dress. All right, there you are.
Interesting.
Black Milk Galaxy, Clothing Galaxy Bomber. So you got a bomber jacket
that has that
NASA look. Nah. Okay, Hubble has pictures that are taken by the Hubble Space Telescope. Psychedelic pants that show a microscopic close-up. The women-led brand Science Pants, launched in 2016 in its collections, include athletic wear printed with vibrant images of various molecular processes.
Wow!
A delicate necklace that basically is a neuroscience charm. It has a neurotransmitter of serotonin on it, okay? So, of course, serotonin is you know, part of the role, it plays a role in our social anxiety and depression, and it is a little configuration of what that looks like.
Wow.
And vintage-inspired bikinis for chemistry majors. ModCloth has a high-waisted bikini in black and printed with two-dimensional molecular models showing how elements connect to each other.
How funny. ModCloth always has some, I recognize the brand, and their bathing suits always have some really funny graphics. They do emojis and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, there you go. So now they're going to.
Now you can do that. Or you could just dress up like Mrs. Frizzle.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, do the hair thing, too.
Exactly.
Got to do that.
Either way, you get a chance to wear your nerdity on your clothes. It's great.
So that's coming up a Saturday, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
So there's some, if you go to A, like the letter A, STEP, that's an acronym for like science, technology.
I got you.
Stuff. ASTEPTAMU.com, and they have more information about their March for Science.
Okay. Well, that's kind of a fun deal.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me that the Beckhams aren't like...
Oh, royalty.
Exactly. And even more so now, Victoria Beckham has been awarded the OBE, the Order of the British Empire, by Prince William.
Wow.
Yeah. Billy said, I got this one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do this one.
Yeah.
The fashion designer and former Spice Girl.
Posh.
It's Tosh Spice?
Posh.
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 Okay. Posh. Okay. Anyway.
Tosh Spice is Daniel Tosh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So the OBE got it one day after her 43rd birthday for her fashion and charity work. It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's been doing this for 17 years. Of course, David got his way back in 03.
Yeah.
So he's just saying. All right, if you're a fan, I believe Mr. Downs is a fan of Deadwood, the series.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
A revival coming back. Ian McShane, who played Al Swearengen in the original series, tells TV Line that a two-hour movie script has been delivered to HBO. It's in the early stages right now. No word on the casting yet. But David Milch, who wrote the script, so, you know, he's probably going to stay the same that he was in the first one. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get a lot of the characters.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I haven't seen that, but I understand.
That's a good show. Yeah.
All right, on TV tonight, Really? Really? There's a reality show called Married at First Sight.
Yes, there is.
A matchmaking special that will be followed by, of course, the two-hour season premiere tonight on Lifetime starting at 7 o'clock. Do you know anything about this? Can you tell me anything about
this show? I've seen it, but, I mean, I've seen the previews.
Okay.
I have not seen an episode yet.
Okay. Do we know what that means, Married at First Sight?
They get married on the show immediately.
Wow.
And then I think it kind of, like, follows what happens after.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be...
Sounds like a great idea.
Good luck, guys.
Yeah. What could go wrong?
8 o'clock tonight on CBS, The Amazing Race.
Oh.
In not one, but two new episodes.
You know, I met a girl who actually won that twice.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Twice?
Her sister. Mm-hmm. She was a volleyball player at a college volleyball player, I want to say, at Louisville.
Okay.
And now she does broadcasting. And so we met at this summit last summer. And they were like, oh, yeah, winner of Amazing Race twice. Apparently they did like a, you know, you got to come back, like the champions of champions or whatever. But, yeah.
She's like the bestest ever
The bestest ever at the Amazing Race. Well, yeah.
All right. Two new episodes. A U-turn causes tension between two teams in Tanzania. Then the racers take on a record-setting roadblock by helping build a 13-story bonfire in Norway. Who would not want to watch that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what is H1Z1? Do we know? No?
Is that
okay.
a form of the bird flu?
It says, H1Z1, Fight for the Crown. It's on the CW tonight.
Oh,
this
it's a
special
show.
Will focus on the first team esports tournament for the game H1Z1, King of the Kill. Those are all words that I know, but
game.
I don't know. See? But now this is the first. The special will focus on the first team esports tournament for this game.
Uh huh.
I have never...
That's kind of what I'm going is. Uh huh. Really?
I play video games and I've never heard of this one.
Well, you
players
know what?
Players fight against each other in solo or team based matches, in rule based skirmishes, or in global events and tournaments. So they're basically you're watching people play video games.
Okay. Well, they've done a good job of marketing it because they've gotten themselves a show on the network.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's 828.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for six nights of free entertainment at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station Starlight Music Series. Saturday, May 6th features this year's Voter's Choice Contest winner, Randy Pavlock, in 24/7. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. You can bring your own refreshments, but glass containers are not allowed, and coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, May 6th at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater. For more details, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Google is planning to introduce an ad-blocking feature in the mobile and desktop versions of its popular Chrome web browser. Today's Wall Street Journal says the ad-blocking feature, which could be switched on by default within Chrome, would filter out certain online ad types deemed to provide bad experiences for users as they move around the web. Credit card company American Express says its first quarter profit fell 13% as it continues to deal with the aftermath of losing its partnership with Costco. Microsoft founder Bill Gates is calling on Britain's leaders to maintain current levels of foreign aid, saying it's a good investment for both the UK and the world. The founder of the philanthropic Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation addressed lawmakers, diplomats, and aid workers at the Royal United Services Institute. He sought to counter recent arguments that Britain is wasting money abroad and should instead focus on problems at home. Crude oil up 43 cents at $51.28 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
If you or someone you know just can't turn away from Facebook, Snapchat, and other social media, you aren't alone. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The idea of social media addiction has been around for a few years, but largely unrecognized as a serious problem. In some ways, the negative impact of Facebook, Snapchat, and the others is more difficult to treat than other recognized addictions because it's so engaging, and there's no stigma behind it, at least not yet. But that's about to change. Large numbers of therapists report a growing number of patients, all of them seeking help. The hold that social media has manifests itself in very clear ways. A gnawing need to see who's posting what on the various sites, an inability to concentrate unless you know, anxiety when you can't check your phone, especially when you don't have a signal. If you have any of these symptoms, you need to get help and take control of your life. All the tech news updated 24/7 is at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Remember when you had only one PC to back up? In today's world, our homes have at least five devices with critical data. Email, text, Facebook, Instagram, and personal photos. And that's why I'm introducing you to iDrive to easily and securely protect every device into just one cloud account. With iDrive, PCs, Macs, tablets, and smartphones, all automatically backed up and protected with ultra-secure military-grade 256-bit AES encryption, safe against hard drive crashes, viruses, ransomware, theft, fires, and floods. Your data can never be lost when it's stored on iDrive. Plans start at just $5.95 a month. Remember, today's hackers go at it 24/7, so don't put this off. Sign up right now at iDrive.com. Save 75% on your first year service when you use my name, Kim, as your promo code. That's iDrive.com, promo code Kim. iDrive.com, promo code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. Treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. All but three projects approved by Bryan School District voters in 2014 are underway or have been completed. What's left was addressed this week. On Tuesday, requests for proposals were open for contractors interested in converting space in the former Stephen F. Austin Middle School into new central administration offices. The night before, the Bryan School Board awarded a $2.2 million contract to remodel the Technology Services Building. The district's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, says work begins next week with completion by the end of the year.
When you look at the square footage we're impacting, it's down to $90 a square foot. If you're building a new facility, it's going in the $230 to $240. A foot.
Administrators decided after the bond issue passed to remodel instead of moving 60 technology employees to SFA. Credit is being given to the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency for creating more workforce training opportunities at the Texas A&M System's new Rellis campus.
We've moved the needle on workforce more in the last year, 18 months. Look at all the new signs that Blinn is putting up to market workforce that weren't here over the last 18 months. I don't think it's a coincidence.
Brian Mayer Andrew Nelson on WTAW's The Infomaniacs continues to support a petition campaign that began last November to either take control of Blinn College or establish a new community college in Brazos County.
I think preserving that is great. The earliest an election would happen, if it were to happen, would be November of next year. That gives plenty of time for us to see if what we hope actually bears fruit.
Nelson, who was on the RVP's Talent Initiative Steering Committee until he was elected mayor, is a member of the Rellis Campus Workforce Training Task Force. Rellis was also brought up in the legislature yesterday. One of two bills filed by State Representative John Rainey that officially creates the campus had a public hearing. There was also a hearing on Rainey's bill that calls for financial information to be released involving branch campuses of community colleges with more than 2,000 students. That would include the Blinn campus in Bryan.
My hope is that they will eventually report line by line.
The bill also calls for breaking down the number of hours students are taking, as well as student completion milestones as determined by the Higher Education Coordinating Board. It's been 14 months since the city of Bryan first asked Blinn College for flood control improvements.
February of last year was the city's first request for Blinn to dredge ponds in Briar Creek in order to provide proper protection for homeowners who are downstream. A proposed contract last September was withdrawn by Blinn administrators. College officials say they are still working with the city to determine what will be done. Meantime, Blinn recently opened a new entrance and exit for parking on the Bryan campus off Villa Maria. And at this week's trustees meeting, approval is given to a $404,000 contract for the second phase of a Bryan campus beautification plan. That includes landscaping along Villa Maria and creating a garden that will become a teaching environment for the geology department. Other action from the trustees meeting included hiring a new administrator. Blinn's new vice president for business and finance, Richard Cervantes, comes from New Mexico. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And a quick reminder that Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan will be on WTAW tonight hosting a town hall. Things kick off at 6:30. You can submit your questions by email to questions@WTAW.com. The town hall will be streamed on Flores' Facebook Live page. WTAW news time is 8:37. It's 71 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
838, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Just check the weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
A little patchy fog and low cloudiness in spots this morning, but other than that, we're in for a partly sunny day with a chance for an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. 80 to 85 today. We're partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Partial sun tomorrow. There could be an isolated shower or storm late in the day. Breezy, 80 to 85. Clouds and a few showers tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms, breezy Saturday. Highs, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Let's head over to Austin. District 12 State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us this morning from Capital City. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today, Scott?
Good. I understand that there was a hearing that went until 4:40 this morning.
That was it 4:40 or was it 5:40? I'm hearing reports, but, you know, there's two committees that you either don't want to be on appropriations and you sure don't want to be on state affairs.
Man, this had to do with the bathroom bill, I guess, is just kind of the shorthand for it. But, you know, there are some differences in this bill from the one that's in North Carolina that costs that state a lot of money. Still and all, though, Texas is on the front page today about this.
Yep, we're going to make the news every day. This bill by Ron Simmons was quite different than SB 6 in the Senate, but it still had the same controversy. I think at one time I was in Natural Resources to about 11 last night, and we were following their committee, and they had a bill that had 25 witnesses, and before they took up the bathroom bill, and it had, I think, 383 registered and still had 122 to testify. So you do 122 people testifying at 3 minutes. That's a long night. And we started on the floor at 10, and we had long debate on school finance and the Uber bill. So those poor guys on state affairs had a long day. They earned their state allotment.
Yeah, they earned their $14 or whatever you all make. Well, let's go back and let's talk about some of those things that were debated, because you did debate for 4 hours yesterday on public ed. It's something that you have to solve. The court has certainly told you they're not going to mess with it anymore. So how did that progress in your view?
You know, it went really well. There were about 50 amendments. Some of them were pulled. Deals were made. And, you know, it goes all back to the budget when we go to conference as well. But, you know, the courts, like you said it was broken. We fixed it, and we made major step forward. It was kind of tough because we're still trying to distinguish between urban schools and small schools, and I think that was one of the highlights, is that we were able to get an amendment by Drew Darby on there that provided and helped hundreds of small districts with fewer than 1,600 students. And you and I talk about that a lot with my district and having 32 ISDs, and you take out four of those, and those schools are all small schools and need to be funded completely different.
So how different, and in what way do you see that that's going to do that for the really, really small school districts?
Well, it's going to put a level playing field for the small school districts, so they fund it similarly, and that way they at least have some knowledge on how to budget. You know, and it all depends on their tax rate. You know, they can go up to $1.17 at the most, and, you know, when I was looking at the numbers yesterday before I went in there to vote, you know, a lot of my small towns are still in that 81 to 90 cents, so they have a lot of room to go up, but it's not palatable. I don't think they can get there with their community and the economic availability there for the households. Can't afford it. So, you know, it's just tight money all the way around through my middle counties of Falls, Limestone, and Robertson.
Kyle Cassell joining us this morning. So from a simplicity standpoint, because what they do is they base it on so many dollars per student, and since you're saying there's so few students, will they maybe give them a chunk of money to begin with and then put that per student on top of that? Is that what we're thinking will happen there?
Well, you know, I think there's some allotments for transportation, because that's the biggest issue, is getting those kids further distance. You know, they don't have the opportunity to walk across the street to go to school every day. Some of these kids have a 30 to 40 mile bus ride. I mean, even, you know, where I live at the end of Tonkaway Lake Road, that bus gets there for the children on Tonkaway Lake Road at 6:20 to get them to Bryan ISD by 8.
Okay. Now, you talked about Uber and Lyft, those ride shares. It's interesting because, you know, outlawed in Austin, yet I know the state reps and state senators love using it. It's a great thing to have. Where are we on that statewide?
Well, Uber bill, HB 100 by Patty, passed yesterday. That actually took a lot longer on the debate than we ever imagined. But basically what, I mean, the premise was a fix a patchwork system across the state, making it one way to run Uber across the state or any rideshare program. And there's a lot of debates and amendments tried to add on, trying to work on some things that weren't germane that slowed us down a little bit. You know, I look at it from an economic standpoint. When Austin and Houston and Dallas, you use the Super Bowl, because those are the cities are the ones that are anti and want the fingerprinting. I think we got somewhere on that to make sure that rideshare is safe. But when people travel to Texas to spend money, vacation, or come for a sporting event, or, you know, Austin South by Southwest, those people get off the plane and they have Uber app, and they want to get an Uber and get to their hotel and get to their venue. And they get here now and they don't have Ride Austin or Fasten or Fair, which nobody knows what those apps are.
Sure.
But everybody has Uber. So hopefully we're helping those people that travel in and keeping people safe that use those rideshare apps in urban areas today.
Finally, the question of wild hogs is still there. When the vote came up, you voted present. Tell us about that and why you voted that way, or responded that way.
Well, I was for the bill, and the reason I voted present was because I had the privilege and honor to be in the chair during that debate. I guess the speaker needed to go eat lunch, and I got called to the chair, and I was in that role at that time. But we still have a long way to go on understanding with this study to make sure that if Kaput is part of the toolbox to manage the wild hog population, we're going to do that correctly and make sure the Texans and citizens are safe. I know there's some workshops going to be held soon, and there'll be one in Waco at the end of the month, I believe.
Well, I'm glad I asked that. I didn't know that you were in the chair. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. You know, it's fun to be speaker for a moment, but when it gets tight, I'm glad he always comes out to take the brunt of the problems.
I hear you. State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us every Thursday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website. Have a good rest of the week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Scott, I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank
you.
Thanks. 8:45. Let's turn our attention to the Humane Society. And Leah's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. What's going on in your world?
Well, we still have Pitbull wellness vouchers. I know it kind of sounds like a, you know, broken record here, but we had quite a few vouchers that the Texas Animal Friendly License Plates grants provided for us this year, and we need to get those wrapped up so that the new year can start and we can continue again. And we're going to look to expanding that program for next year, hopefully, provided we get all of these distributed this year. So, you know, we have vouchers for Brazos County, Grimes County, Robertson County, any county that pretty much touches Brazos County, we have vouchers available. So all you need to do is bring your pit bull by, tell your friends. Maybe that's what we need to do. Tell your friends if they have a pit bull. That's what I did. I walked over to my neighbor and said, hey.
Yeah.
And
network.
And network. In case you know, didn't see it on whatever, whatnot else. And And they came in and took advantage of that. But, you know, tell your friends and whatnot. They need to bring their pit bull into the shelter. Again, okay. This is a pit bull or pit mixes. Mm-hmm. And then it's actually also chow and chow mixes as well. So we don't have very many chows in this area, but we do have quite a pretty healthy population of pit bulls. So pit and pit mixes and chow mixes, bring your dog into the shelter. We'll microchip it and then give you a voucher for that dog. So Free. You can't go wrong with that. And again, that's thanks to the support of the Texas Animal Friendly license plates. And that's going to go on until those vouchers are gone. And hopefully that's going to wrap up soon. We've had, we have obviously still a limited number of vouchers, but we still have some left. And people have been coming in and taking advantage of them. So hopefully they're going to be gone soon. So if you can hear me, make your plans to get in quickly. No appointment necessary anytime during our business hours. And we're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6. And Saturdays 11 to 3. And then we're just looking at, we're really starting to ramp up on that kitten season. So needing fosters for that. So if you're interested in foster care and cats, dogs, puppies, kittens, whatever it is, go to our website. There's more information there on any and all of these events going on. AggielandHumane.org is where you can find all of it.
All right. Sound like a good deal. Appreciate the time this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with folks from the Humane Society every Tuesday, Thursday. And Kayla's here this morning from the City of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Scott?
Good. What you got going on? You have a guest, huh?
We do have a guest. We have Cody here from our Development Services Department, and he's going to share an update on all the good stuff going on within the City of Bryan.
All right. Some of the good stuff. You can't do it all because there's a lot. Man, this is a full-time job now, isn't it?
It is a full-time job. I'll tell you what. But it's a good time to be in Bryan. You know, development's blowing up all around town. I want to give you just a quick abridged tour around the city of what's going on. Let's start over on that east side over there. We did recently started land clearing on the extension of University Drive. That's a huge deal. It's going to open up a lot of developable property on the east side. That also entails that Oakmont area. We have a 256-unit apartment complex with garages and top-end amenities in that area planned. The Hilton is opening up a new hotel or going to begin construction on a new hotel off Austin's Colony. This will be their true by Hilton flag.
Okay.
The Hyatt House is progressing nicely at Target Center. Downtown's got some really good things going on. I've got a 30,000 square foot multi-use building in downtown in the planning stages.
This is on the, is that the one that's on the north end of Main Street? Is that where?
It's at the roundabout at 23rd and Main.
Okay.
Where the old Court Saddlery used to be.
Okay.
It's a 30,000 foot multi-use. First floor will be retail commercial, and then two floors above it of loft or apartment living. The City of Bryan continues to churn out permits and inspections for BISD. Sol Ross is you know, they're getting down to that wrap-up period. SFA doing the same
thing.
That's
an amazing complex. That's Sol Ross. That's a big building right there.
Yes, it is. We've got construction projects in the works or wrapping up at all the middle schools and multiple elementary schools getting ready for the kickoff of next year. Let's run out to the west side. We have the Stella Hotel recently opened. They've hosted many events out there. That is a beautiful facility. Mm-hmm. If you have not been there, go out and take a look. Right there to the east of the Stella, we have a new apartment complex coming in off of Atlas Pear. That'll be a 260-unit apartment complex with, you know, luxury living and top-end amenities. Out off of Highway 60, we have a very important piece coming in out there. It's called the Ranch at Turkey Creek. It is our first residential development along 47. And in the bio corridor. So we're hoping this starts some good things out there. Very, very excited about that. And rounding that out, if you come in Villa Maria from the Traditions area, we have a new Scott and White clinic that's fixing to open up. They'll probably be getting a CO in the next month or so.
Excellent. So see, what's that going to be? Cody's right here to tell us that.
That's right.
And that doesn't even speak to what we're going to see on the west side once Relis gets developed.
That's right. This is a very – I mean, we have a four-hour development tour today for our P&Z. So there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of CIP projects, engineering and public works have got a lot of stuff in the pipe. So it's a very exciting time in Bryan.
Good time to be there. Cody, thanks for coming in this morning. What else you got for us today?
Sure. Real quick, we want to remind our citizens that the second public input meeting on the Buy the Room occupancy rental properties in established neighborhoods, which is commonly referred to as stealth dorms, will be held this coming Wednesday, April 26th at 5:30 p.m. at the Brazos Center here in Bryan off Briarcrest. Citizens will have an opportunity to ask questions and share their thoughts directly with the subcommittee that the Planning and Zoning Commission recently appointed to study this particular topic. So we invite you to come out for this second public input meeting and share those thoughts and ask those questions. Also, the Family Pet Center is now open at the Children's Museum. It's a joint partnership between the City of Bryan's Animal Center and the Blinn College Vet Tech program. So it's a hands-on learning experience for children to learn about pet health and wellness. They get to see different things in terms of what heartworms might look like if you're not medicating or providing that medicine to your pet. So it's a really interesting hands-on learning experience for children. So we invite you to go out and take a look. It just recently opened last weekend. And then, of course, if you go to our website at bryantx.gov and then follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all of this information is posted so you can get all the details.
Great. Thanks a bunch.
Sure. Thank you.
Yep. Visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Morazzi's Valley Imports invites you to Spring Black Friday every weekend in April. Get $5,000 off Hyundai Elantras and $6,500 off Hyundai Santa Fe's. Or drive away in a sporty new Hyundai Veloster for $14,995. That's less than $15,000 for a new car. Plus, you can't go wrong with the best in the business, Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. Located at Highway 6 and Briarcrest, right next to Cracker Barrel. Brazos Valley Imports has the selection and pricing you want. Spring Black Friday is our way of doing a little spring cleaning and making room, so take advantage with huge spring savings on all Hyundais, like $5,000 off Elantra, $6,500 off Santa Fe, and Velosters for under $15,000. That's right, under $15,000. It's Spring Black Friday at Brazos Valley Imports, brazosvalleyimports.com.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Texas Truck Riggins Sandblasting Services offers a fast, affordable way to properly clean metal without using harmful chemicals. Once an item is blasted, it's ideal for color powder coating. From project vehicle parts to rusting metal entry gates and fence sections, trust your sandblasting and color powder coating to Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Stop by WC Tractor in Bryan this Saturday from 8 to 3 and demo one of Kubota's versatile tractors, residential or commercial mowers, utility vehicles, and more. Take advantage of one-day-only pricing. Talk to Kubota factory reps and register to win a Commander mower. No purchase necessary. Only available at WC Tractor's Bryan location. See store for details. See you this Saturday at WC Tractor in Bryan, Earl Rudder Freeway at the Tabor Road exit, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
There you go. About 6 minutes till. Should we invite Mr. Downs down here?
Hey, are you going to do Bravo Brazos Valley today?
You're killing me.
You skipped it yesterday.
I had to.
And you said we'll come up with it on Thursday.
I know.
Some people might be waiting for it.
No. We have to do it. We promised we would. Okay. Yeah. It's been nice talking to y'all.
Library. It's usually made of brick and mortar, well, sometimes, big and sometimes small, and you can find one in most any town that has its own local government, and you can actually park out front, walk in, and find books on the shelves. I know this is a strange concept to the click and text generation, the generation that thinks Wikipedia has always been the actual encyclopedia that always prints the truth. Well, Bryan has one named after the late Clara Mounts. College Station has one named for former Mayor Larry Ringer. And all I can say is try them, you'll like them. You can sit down in mostly quiet surroundings and read magazines without subscribing or read newspapers from all sorts of different towns. Oh, and books? Yeah, there's books. You can check out after you go through the very easy process of getting a library card. There's DVDs with movies, even audiobooks. Libraries are still one of the very best free things around. Matter of fact, I wrote the script of this Bravo Brazos Valley sitting in the Ringer Library, where, by the way, I met former Mayor Ringer leaving as I was arriving. Now, not just the Bryan and the College Station Library are part of the library system, but also the oldest Carnegie Library in the state of Texas. It's in Bryan, downtown Bryan. Reading this article that I found by Hazel Adams Richardson in 1969, she wrote, Andrew Carnegie was disbursing sums of money to towns throughout the United States for the building of libraries. On July 17, 1902, the Bryan Eagle reported that a letter had been received from the office of Andrew Carnegie instructing the council to elect a board of managers for the Carnegie Library to be composed of 5 men and 4 ladies. Part of the property, known as the City Park, was donated and set apart as the site for the building. On March 19, 1902, the Bryan Daily Eagle reported that the Carnegie Library Board, meeting the day before, planned the exercises of laying of the cornerstone during the first week of April. And on December the 17th, 1903, in the Bryan Eagle, again, there is a long and eloquent article by F.M. Law Jr., member of the library board, marking the opening of the library. He wrote, This library just opened. If maintained and managed along wise and broad lines in the years to come, will make a deep impression upon the homes and lives of this generation and future generations. Now, a little bit of the timeline. That was 1903, the Carnegie Library opened. In 1969, yeah, fast forward 63 years, the Bryan Public Library opened. 1979, College Station started giving Bryan money for books. So College Station was going to get involved. And a matter of fact, in 1987, College Station branch opened in the storefront location. You probably remember that's where Brown's Shoe Store is now, right across from the College Station Cemetery. In 1995, a bond was issued and passed to build a College Station public library. 1995, that same year, the Bryan Public Library remodeled after a fire. 3 years later, in 98, College Station Public Library opened at its current location right across the street from A&M Consolidated High School. 1999, there was a restoration of the Carnegie Library, and the Carnegie Library was renamed the Carnegie Center of Brazos Valley History. Now, fast forward to 2010, when the Carnegie Center of Brazos Valley History was renamed the Carnegie History Center. So every once in a while, step away from your browser and be your own browser at one of the local libraries. You'll be amazed. Great place to hang out. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
We had to see for ourselves if Upside.com really saves money on business travel and give you a big gift card every trip. Well, we went to Upside. Not only did we save $300 for a business trip to Phoenix, we got a $145 gift card. Go to Upside.com right now and use promo code Beck and get yourself a $200 Amazon gift card your very first trip. Save big on travel and get a big gift card every trip. Upside.com. That's Upside.com. Minimum purchase applies. See site for details.
There you go. About a minute till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll just have to tell Mr. Downs we didn't have time for him today. We had other things that were more important.
We had to have Tom on.
So that's it. Right. So we did that. Okay. So, this is on this date in 2010 that BP oil rig exploded in the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh,
2010.
Yeah.
They're still trying to.
Killed all the fishies.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They're still trying to make good PR out of that.
We're sorry.
Yeah. So let me see. Random things. First human beings, about 66 million years old, okay, million years ago.
Okay.
And that was after Tyrannosaurus Rex. Now, the T-Rex evolved about 67 million years after the first dinosaurs got there. Bottom line is it means that the T-Rex actually lived closer to when we showed up on Earth than when the dinosaurs did.
Okay.
Grover Cleveland, president, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Only president who was also an executioner.
Ooh. Oh.
He was the sheriff of Erie County, New York, about a decade before he became president, and he actually executed 2 criminals.
Oh, wow.
Woman sued Quaker Oats in 2009 for false advertising when she found out that the Crunch Berries and Cap'n Crunch were not real berries.
Oh.
And Michael Jackson wanted to play Spider-Man. He really wanted to.
Yeah.
He tried to buy Marvel Comics to make it happen.
Wow.
We're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station Bryan.